Some of you, you can point to a time in your life when you go, man, I remember when I was really, I felt God's presence. I was close to God. I could sense his friendship. I could sense the fellowship. And there was a joy in my life, but I've lost that. You know, it's kind of, it's like you let the air out of a balloon. How do I get back to God if I've kind of wandered away, if kind of lost the spark?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the Most Requested Messages by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, a 6-message collection you will definitely want to add to your audio library. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called How to Get Closer to God.
Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And where is that found? Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, you've heard me say this many times. The way you think determines the way you feel. And the way you feel determines the way you act. If you want to change something in your life that you don't like, you don't start with your actions. And you don't even start with your feelings. You start with your thoughts. If you're acting depressed, it's because you feel depressed. And if you're feeling depressed, it's because you're thinking depressed thoughts. The key to transformation starts not in your actions, not in your behavior, not in your body. It doesn't start with your will. It starts with your thoughts. And if you can change the way you think, that'll change the way you feel. And if you change the way you feel, that will change the way you act. Now, we're going to take that principle, Romans 12:2 principle, and apply it to all 7 key areas of your life: relational, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, vocational. We're going to look at all 7 major areas of your life about how do I change the way I think about this so that I feel about it differently. And then if I feel differently, then it's going to change the way I act and the way I respond to other people. And that's called transformation. Transformation changes us from emptiness to fullness. Transformation changes us from defeat and failure to faith and victory. Transformation changes us from insecurity and inferiority to courage and to boldness. It helps us become all that God wants us to be. Now, what I want to say in this first session, as we begin looking at your spiritual health, we're going to start with that, is that the further away you get from God, the more trouble you're going to have in your life. The more trials, the more difficulties, the more stress, the more things are going to go wrong because you're not cooperating with your Creator. You're not following God's plan for your life. And the Bible says the way of the unrighteous is rough. It's full of thorns. It's difficult. It's a rocky, rocky road. The further I get away from God, the more trouble I'm going to have in my life. On the other hand, the closer I get to God, the more my life is going to be transformed. Now, we can see this all through Scripture, that Paul, when he finally met Jesus Christ face to face, he was radically transformed from literally a terrorist, he was a religious terrorist, into the apostle of love, who wrote the most beautiful poem on love ever written or penned by man. Isaiah was transformed from a depressed person into a courageous person when he met God, when he got close to God. Moses got so close to God, the Bible says he was even transformed in his appearance. And people had to even look away from him. He almost like glowed And he got so close to God. God is light, and in him is there no darkness at all. He was literally physically transformed. Now, we all want to be close to God. I mean, you wouldn't be here this weekend if you didn't want to be close to God in some way. But the Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've each turned into our own way. In other words, like sheep, we tend to wander. You don't have to teach sheep to drift off. They just do it naturally. By their very nature, they just kind of wander off, and the shepherd has to bring them back in. And they'll walk off a cliff, and sheep aren't really that bright an animal. They'll walk into a den of wolves, and in all kinds of difficult and dangerous situations, sheep tend to wander. And the Bible says, all we, you and me, like sheep, tend to go astray. We don't tend to stay close to God. We tend to wander off. And so this weekend, as we start transformation, and if I said the closer you get to God, the more you're going to be transformed, we need to talk about how do you get close to God? How do you stay close to God? And if you've fallen away from God, how do you get back in that close relationship to God? Some of you can point to a time in your life when you go, man, I remember when I was really, I felt God's presence. I was close to God. I could sense his friendship. I could sense the fellowship. And I there was a joy in my life, but I've lost that. You know, it's kind of, it's like you let the air out of a balloon. How do I get back to God if I've kind of wandered away, if kind of lost the spark? Because if I'm not close to God, I don't have the power to make all the other transformations.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Thanks for listening to Daily Hope. Words just can't express our gratitude for all your love, prayers, and support throughout the year. Now, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donations to this ministry automatically doubled? Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope, up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled, up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how he would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And then let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. If you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For? How Much You Matter to God? Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow? And Daring to Wait on God? This hand-selected six-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Remember, there are only 24 hours left to help us meet our $100,000 matching grant goal. And right now, when you support this ministry, we'll send you the six-message set of Pastor Rick's Most Requested Sermons, Volume 3, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
How do I get back to God if I've kind of wandered away, if kind of lost the spark? Because if I'm not close to God, I don't have the power to make all the other transformations. Fortunately, we have a story in the Bible on how to get back to God and how to get close to the Father. It's one of the most famous stories in the entire Bible. Jesus told it. It's the story of the prodigal son, or sometimes it's called the story of the loving father, because it's really more about the father than it is about the son. And that story is in Luke chapter 15. Let me read you the story, and then we'll pull some principles out of it on how to transform your life spiritually. Luke 15, verses 11 to 24. Jesus told this story. A man had two sons, and the younger son told his father, "Give me my share of your estate now, instead of waiting until you die." So the father divided his wealth between his two sons. A few days later, the younger son packed all his belongings and left to live in a distant land. See, he's already getting away from the father. He's getting distant from the father. And he got as far away, basically as far away from the father as he could. He goes to a distant land, and there he squandered the gift he'd been given, and we've all done that. And he wasted his life and money on wild parties and reckless living. Now, about the time all his money ran out, a severe famine hit the land, and he began to starve because he was left with nothing. Now he's getting hungry. Now, the only job he could find was feeding swine on a farm, and he became so desperate, so hungry, that even the pig slop he was feeding the swine looked good to him. But no one would give him anything for his hunger. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "This is crazy. At my father's home, even the lowest paid workers eat well, while I'm over here far away dying of hunger." So he goes, "I know what I'm going to do." He says, I'm going to return home to my father and humbly say, "Father, I have sinned both against God and you, and I'm not worthy to be a part of the family or called your son. But please, just make me one of your servants who works for you." So I'm not even going to be a family member. Just hire me out as a servant. "Make me one of your servants who works for you." And with that attitude, he headed back home to his father. But while the son was still a long distance away, he hadn't got all the way back home, his father saw him coming. And filled with love and compassion, he ran out to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. And the son said, now he's got his prepared speech, "Father, I have sinned against both God and you, and I'm no longer worthy of being called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring me the finest robe in our house and put it on him. Then get my signet ring for his finger and shoes for his feet. And then roast the calf that we've been fattening up. We're going to celebrate with a feast of eating and drinking. For this child of mine was distant and dead, but now he's back and alive. He was lost, but now he's found." And so the party began. Don't you love that story? That's an incredible, incredible story. And it tells the story of how every one of us tends to wander away from our Creator, wander away from the Father who made us, wander away from the God who loves us. This kid starts off saying, "God, or Dad, or Father, I want you to give me what's rightfully mine. It's all about me. Give me my." It's a very self-centered life. And that's where we usually start in life. Give me my, God. Give me my. I want mine now. And we're in a hurry. And I want it, and I want it now. And if I can't pay for it, I'll put it on credit. And so we're always in a hurry. Give me mine now. And so he takes off, and he packs up, and he heads off for Sunset Strip in Jerusalem. And there he wastes his money and his time and his energy on wine, women, and song, particularly women. And he really gets messed up, and he hits the skids, and he becomes homeless. And then on top of that, the nation goes into a national recession because there's a famine in the land. And now nobody has anything to eat, so nobody's going to give a panhandler or a street guy anything to eat because they don't have anything to eat. And then he can't even find a job. Things go from bad to worse. And finally finds a farm where he hires himself out to do the worst job on the farm, slopping pigs. Now, for a Jew, that's not a good thing. That's not kosher, because you're not even supposed to touch a pig, okay? You're not even supposed to have anything to do with pork. He gets the worst job a Jewish kid could get, slopping pigs. And he gets so hungry, and he gets so desperate, he's going, man, this stuff looks good. You got to be serious, seriously desperate if you think pig slop looks good. And it says nobody gave him anything. And then it says he wises up, and it says he came to his senses, and he goes, shoot, the servants, the poorest paid guys in my dad's employment eat better than this. What in the world am I doing? Now, he knows he doesn't deserve his father's love. He knows he doesn't deserve. He's just wasted half of his dad's inheritance, all that his dad spent his entire life working to earn. And so he goes, I know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go home and ask God or ask the father to just accept me back in the family. I'm just going home and say, look, hire me. I'd rather be a servant in your house than be over here in a distant country starving to death. And you know the rest of the story, as we saw, the father's response. Now, from this story, we gain the four things you need to do to get back to God. Now, I don't know where you are today. You may be way, 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 way far away. Maybe you haven't been in church in years and years and years. Or maybe you are a little bit closer. Or maybe you're a little bit closer. But maybe even you've just been distant for a week. And you've had one of those weeks and you just thought, you know, I really don't feel God's presence in my life. And yet we all long to be close to God. How do I get back to him? You do these four things, okay? Write them down. This is the pathway back to spiritual transformation. Number one, I get fed up. That's the first. I get fed up with my life. I get fed up with my circumstance. I get fed up with the way I've been living. I just get sick and tired of being sick and tired. I am not going to live this way anymore. I am too stressed out. I'm too lonely. I'm too depressed. I am overworked and busy. And I don't even like myself. Why would anybody like me? I don't even like me. I don't like the life I'm living right now. Now, let me just say this. Nothing is going to happen in your life in the next 7 weeks until first you get dissatisfied with the way you are. If you think, man, it's fine. I'm just fine. I don't need any change in my life. Then you know what? You can sit out the next 7 weeks. Because nothing's going to happen in your life until you decide, I don't like this. I'm tired of being stressed out all the time. I'm tired of being frustrated all the time. I'm tired of being overworked all the time. I'm tired of feeling distant from God. You got to get desperate.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to rickwarren.org. You'll find this message and others, along with a ton of other helpful resources. What if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with some closing thoughts.
Let's be honest about this time of year. At the end of every year, there are so many ministries that ask for you to support them in the end of year giving.
And you know what? We believe in every ministry that proclaims the name of Jesus, and we thank God for them. And I know it can be difficult to decide who to give to. So let me just give you some biblical foundations for giving, some simple guidelines for end-of-year giving. You might think of these three or four things. Number one, give to the ministry that God tells you to support. Go to God. Pray to Him. Ask Him. Say, God, who do you want me to support? And you know what? I support you giving to whoever God tells you to give to. And if it's not Daily Hope, I still support you to give to who God tells you to give to. So pray and ask God. Second, never give when you feel pressured. The Bible says in Corinthians that we are to never give under pressure or compulsion or under guilt. So if you ever feel guilty about giving, don't give, because God tells you in the Word not to give at that time. Give because you want to give, not out of guilt or pressure. Number three, give to where you support and believe in the goals of that particular ministry. Now, every ministry has different goals. You know the goals of Daily Hope. Our goal is ultimately to take the good news, the gospel, to the 3,000 tribes left in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ, no church. This is the final frontier. That's our goal. It's called the Great Commission. Now, other churches and other ministries have other goals, and that's fine. Some only have the goal of just preaching in America. That's nothing wrong with that. But if you believe in and have a heart for going to the last, the least, and the lost, this would be a ministry you should consider supporting, because I don't know others that are doing what we're doing, trying to go to these final 3,000 tribes. And then finally, give where your gift will be multiplied. For instance, at the end of every year, there is a donor to Daily Hope who offers to give a matching grant to apply to any donation that we receive before the end of the year. Now, what this means is that for every dollar you're able to give this month to Daily Hope, it's going to be doubled. That donor will match it. That multiplies your gift. Like the little boy who brought his loaves and fishes to Jesus, and Jesus fed the 5,000. If you give $25 to Daily Hope this month, the matching grant will match it at $25. If you're able to give $100, the matching grant will add another $100. That multiplies your gift. I would consider that as a factor in where to give during this month. Now, it's your donations that make our ministry possible to people who've never heard the name of Jesus Christ. You've heard me talk about how we have these solar-powered radios that we give to people in refugee camps that have an audio Bible, have many of my Bible teachings on them, have worship music. And this not only allows us to tell people about Jesus, but it also allows us to disciple them on a daily basis right there in those refugee camps. This is a value for us. If it's a value for you, I would urge you to give the largest gift you can give at this time of the year. Now, let me just say this. If you can't help us financially, that's okay. I understand. But I would ask that you pray for us. I'm so grateful for those of you who are a financial supporter of this ministry, that monthly giving month after month. It means so much to me. It means much to God, but it means so much for eternity to those who are hearing the good news for the very first time. You know, I don't take any salary or any income from this ministry. I serve it for free. And so you and I are partners together in reaching people for Christ all around the world. In closing, let me just ask you to continue to pray. Pray for me as I pray for you. And pray that God's word will be taught clearly, with compassion, with clarity, with simplicity in this new year. And that it will not only help you as you listen to these broadcasts, but it will help us reach people for Christ and disciple believers and build churches all around the world, especially in the tribes that have never heard the name of Christ. Thanks for your generosity. Thanks for your prayers. And God bless you.
Remember, there are only 24 hours left to help us meet our $100,000 matching grant goal. And right now, when you support this ministry, we'll send you the 6-message set of Pastor Rick's Most Requested Sermons, Volume 3. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.